In the United States under diplomatic cover. They'll have 7 days to leave the U.S. As for the closing of that Russian consulate in Seattle, they say that's a counterintelligence concern because of its proximity to a U.S. naval base. A suspect is dead and two officers wounded in Austin, Texas. The chief there says
both of our officers are facing non-life-threatening injuries. I believe they are stable at this time.
No details yet released on what led up to the shooting of those cops. And this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Another U.S. House Republican is not going to seek re-election. Pennsylvania's Ryan Costello making the announcement, citing family concerns, but also pointing to the newly redrawn congressional district maps in the state of Pennsylvania, saying it would be tougher for him to win re-election. Costello was first elected in 2014. The Treasury chief says he does not expect to see any negative impacts on the U.S. economy because of recent tariffs that President Trump has announced. In fact, Stephen Mnuchin says if there's an impact in the...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are two different stories about what went down when the former Veterans Affairs Secretary left office last week. Dr. David Shulkin says he was fired by the Trump administration.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Today, of course, we've had our snow. Be chilly till about noon or 1 o'clock. And then it should warm up a little bit. It's melting already. It's 35 degrees outside there now. So, let's see. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the 30s. Rain on Tuesday. Patchy fog in the morning, high near 50. Rain in the evening Tuesday night, patchy fog after 1 a.m., low in the 40s. Showers likely on Wednesday after 10 a.m., chance of precip about 80%. Showers likely again Wednesday night, otherwise partly cloudy, low around 30. Clearing up on Thursday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s. Still a little cool out there, down in the 30s at night. Possibly any precipitation on Friday could be a little bit of snow, but then turn to mix, at least here in the northeast. Chance of rain Friday night, and again Saturday could be, again, that mix. Chance of rain is total. It looks like it's going to stay cool here. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow, your host, chef at Jake's Restaurant here in Flemington. Getting together on Monday mornings or any time you choose to listen on Rewinder Podcast. I know we were supposed to have Pete Nercio here this week. He's going to come next week. And I think possibly Scott Cutagno from the Oldwick General Store also. I have a couple of guests next week, so we'll see what we can get going here. What else is going on? So the surprise in the Northeast, cold weather. My plan today was to talk about salads because I thought spring was coming. Of course, probably most of the rest of the country, at least down south, they're already planting and already in full swing there, but we're going to have to wait a little bit longer around here. I hope it's not like last year. I hope it warms up quickly so the farmers can get the crops in the ground and we can enjoy the summer bounty in New Jersey. And New York State, too. That's where I'm from. A lot of crops growing up there. Dairy and many things. Can't wait for that. So, salads. As we were thinking, a salad, full-blown, what we call a main course salad. Many people still have a little salad before dinner. Salad's one of those items, like, first of all, what is it? You know, there's greens, there's other vegetables, there's grains, there's starches, pasta salad, potatoes, bulgur, the tabbouleh, even bread. Panzanella, bread salad, and frankly, gazpacho, although we consider it a soup, really is kind of like a salad. Spanish gazpacho, that's what it's served as. And salads can fit many things. I think, as a vegetable, as a side dish, oftentimes in classic meals, so we would serve salad after the main course, and usually a simple salad with a vinaigrette, something to kind of help aid digestion, a little something, not a creamy dressing by any means. Although sometimes it would either be accompanied or lead into the cheese course. And cheese, I find, is a nice component. Most of our salads are what we call a composed salad, meaning several ingredients. We have give you a little formula for that if you want. If you want to use it, that is. I remember old salad bars. I don't know if they still, I guess they're still around in some operations, but in the 60s they were big. We used to call it the Continental Buffet to make it sound better, but there were many things on there. It wasn't just lettuce and dressings. It was all kinds of vegetables, even some fruits, many ingredients on there. And that's when you're thinking of salads also, if you can't really have greens, you don't like greens, or you don't have any around, there's many other ways to do it. Vegetables, I know we had talked a couple of weeks ago about crudité, about serving vegetables as kind of an appetizer or a snack, and can also apply for salads. I think I was in the Times a couple of weeks last week. A chef, author, just came out with a book on anything can be basically made into a salad. We've done everything from grilling, say, in the summer. You've got some grilled vegetables left. You simply dress them, again, with a vinaigrette, and use that as a base for something else. The main course salads that we find at our restaurant are usually one of our composed salads and adding a protein. And we give all the additions there. It came out of we tried it for luncheon initially. It was called Build Your Own Salad. So you had, you know, a choice of a couple of different greens and then a protein and then a dressing. And it kind of works kind of like having your own salad bar, except it was made in the kitchen. And you see a lot of the fast casual operations now are kind of like that. You're either getting a bowl of rice or grains with some ingredients on top and a dressing, or you're having it as a salad, or you're putting it in a wrap or a burrito. And it seems that made-to-order fresh food is what people are looking for now, instead of something, you know, the whole opposite end of that, a nice braise or a roast, something that's been kept warm for a while. Always good, nice hearty food, but quick food and full of vegetables. You just have to be careful not to overdress. And a lot of times, you know, the dressings that we use may be a little bit high in calories. I mean, even a vinaigrette, there's oil, but you end up using less of a vinaigrette, a clear dressing, than you do one of the emulsified dressings. And a lot of our guests like the dressing on the side, and I always thought it was because they wanted more, and really what it is, a lot of people, I think, feel that restaurant salads are overdressed. We always try to find that fine line. You should really toss the greens or the ingredients in the dressing, not just pour it on top. Although some of those thick dressings are almost better off as a dip anyway. And I think that's what guests want. They want it on the side. They actually want to dip maybe the tines of the fork in and have a tiny bit of dressing to eat with the ingredients of the salad. So what I'd say as a category, I mean, especially during the, well, I guess I could say during the week, but a lot of our guests at dinner time order what we call entree salads or main course salads. Nice advantage, you know, never mind for a restaurant, but even at home, they're fairly simple to produce and fast. When you think about these meal kits and planning your menu, and okay, I've got, you know, some protein, and I've got to maybe have a sauce and a couple of side dishes, and, you know, I don't have time, or it's a lot of work. And placing a protein on a salad, and as I say, it doesn't have to be just lettuce, could work as a quick weeknight mealtime solution. It doesn't have to be every night, but it's very good way to eat. You're getting your vegetables, for one thing, and it's a little lower in carbs, although always we like some kind of bread or something with the salad, or at least dress them with some croutons. I think, I don't know, the classic meal I like, you know, a steak, salad, and fries. And it works, you know, a little, maybe a vinaigrette with a little blue cheese or brie or camembert, whatever you like on there. You know, a couple of, not too much, you know, an ounce maybe, that's all you need. And you eat everything together on the one plate. And again, in restaurants, we're always struggling with, do we put it on a hot plate to keep the protein hot, or do we put it on a cold plate and the protein chills down. So a room temperature plate, not too warm. And also the salads that you pick for those kind of dishes, do you want the greens to be a little bit more sturdy? You may not use a delicate lettuce. We've found that spring mix works very well because of the various greens in there. Arugula, of course, the iceberg and romaine, those crispy lettuces don't wilt that fast. But a butter lettuce, some of the more tender leaves, obviously, once they hit the plate, they're a hot plate, they're going to wilt. But also, part of the charm of this is you've got that little dressing on the salad, and you've got the, you know, if you're having steak, a small steak, doesn't have to be a one-pounder. Just, you know, you got a little bit of juice from the steak, the French fries add the crunch, and it's a nice meal. In Italian cooking, a lot of times, your antipasto could be some vegetables. Oftentimes, it's other cured meats. But if a salad is served, it's normally as a side dish, or it could be with the meal or after the meal. When I think of, if I do a paella, for example,
normally a green salad, simple green salad would be served with that. And it's nice to have that crunch and the nice colors, the green, that little bit of acid in the dressing, the vinaigrette, normally what you'd use, just complements hot dishes pretty well. So we're going to review a couple of these. Oh, and, you know, you think of main course salads like the old chef's salad or an Italian antipasto salad, but all these things are, you know, still with good ingredients become very nice meals. We'll be back at the table in a couple of minutes and see about some of these main course salads.
Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea? Have you had enough of mine?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Back at the table here. So what kind of prompted this? We're looking for this, you know, seasons change. We're always looking for something. We've been doing a stir fry called a power veg, and it's these shredded vegetables. There's kale and kohlrabi and some broccoli stems, a little bit of carrot, some cabbage, all these little sweet potato, all these nice vegetables in there. They're all, I guess you could call them superfoods, rich in nutrients. And this little julienne mix works very well, normally with grilled shrimp, although people opt for chicken, but very good with shrimp. Kind of a like a light stir-fry sauce, the soy and ginger, a little bit of sherry, dry sherry, sesame oil is good. Little kiss at the end, just for seasoning, not for cooking. So we're thinking of something with beans, because that puts the vegetable protein in there. Cooked beans, meaning the legumes, the black beans, cannellini beans, kidney beans, chickpeas, anything like that. I thought of the Three Sisters, being in New Jersey, Native American territory, and turns out across the country that these were the, a base of nutrients for the people of this country. Corn, of course, is here, and there's always some kind of dried beans around. And there's always a squash, whether winter or summer. Although, I mean, we can get everything year-round. We use butternut year-round because it's popular on one of our salads. But you could change up this concept. So the three sisters, so the way it is the crops grow together, and they also provide complete protein, very nutritional. Nutritious? Is that what I'm looking for? So the idea was you've got the corn, and if you were using something, a pole bean or something that would climb, that vine would be trained to wrap around the corn stalk to help grow it. And then your squash, of course, provides a nice cover on the ground, nice big leaves, whether it's summer squash, winter squash. Everything's right there. So we're thinking, since we already use butternut, something with zucchini, even though it's a little early for summer, but we can still get it. And we thought of black beans. We already make a nice black bean and corn salad that we've used either warm or chilled. It almost could be like a salsa. We don't make it that tomato-y. It's more about the beans and the corn. But we do have some diced Roma tomatoes in there. And some peppers, a little bit of onion, and then dressing is simple, just olive oil. And it doesn't have to be extra virgin, just a standard olive oil. Sometimes when you chill these things down, the olive oil gets a little bit too thick, the good extra virgin stuff. Olive oil, a little bit of oregano and cumin. You could add a little chili powder if you want. A little red wine vinegar and also some lime juice for acid. And this, by the way, when you're making a vinaigrette, now usually the ratio is about 3-1 oil to vinegar. But that could change depending on the strength of the vinegar or the acid that you're using. If you're using lemon juice or lime juice, it's going to be different, or orange juice. A good balsamic vinegar, you may end up with a 2-1 ratio because the vinegar is very good. You could almost dress a salad with plain balsamic anyway, in my opinion. You don't need that much oil. So, thinking of this base, a black bean and corn salad, then I was going to add, of course, you've got to have avocados nowadays, right? So you see where this is going. You could dice avocado and mix it in the salad. I was thinking some grilled zucchini. So we have black beans. So we have black beans, we have roasted corn. And right now, again, you know, you can get some fresh corn. Obviously, corn freezes well. And I like the super sweet variety. You know, it doesn't mean there's extra sugar put on the corn. It's actually a variety. Very good corn. The white corn kind of more resembles what grows here in New Jersey. So squash, zucchini, black beans, and corn. So we have the three sisters. And the squash could be grilled, the corn would be roasted, and then you've got your black beans, which you can cook yourself. More often, people will be using canned black beans, and I actually find some now that are low in sodium and also don't have any sulfites. That seems to be another concern. So that's the kind of beans we try to get if we're using canned ones. And, of course, we rinse them off, because you're going to dress them. If you cook your own, you have a little bit more control over the flavor. And if you have time to throw in a pot of black beans, I love with some bay leaf. And maybe when you're cooking beans with onion, say if you just want to use the beans and you don't want chopped onion in there, you simply cut the onion in half across its equator. Leave the end on the onion. You can peel it, but leave it so it stays together. Or you can put a big toothpick through it if you want. If not, you'll end up with 3 or 4 big chunks of onion that you can fish out of the beans. But I like with the black beans, again, bay leaf, some onion. And also to finish them, even if I'm serving the black beans and rice, I always like to finish with a little vinegar, that little sharpness in there. If you add acid too early when you're cooking beans, of course, then they never get tender. Also, if you're making a salad that's going to sit in a vinaigrette and marinate, you'll find that the beans, although they're initially soft, they will firm up a little bit more in that acid environment. So you have to be careful if you're using a strong acid, vinegar, that you don't have your cooked beans marinating too long in those.
Love comes over you.
So the base for this now, we're going to try to make this kind of a lettuce salad. So I'm going to shred romaine. Iceberg's a little bit too watery. I think the romaine has a lot better flavor. You want kind of a crispy lettuce as the base. And I'm thinking of probably a honey and lime and chipotle dressing. I want a little spice in there. So we're going to come up with that. We'll dress the greens and lay the bed of greens down. Then we have this mixed... bean and corn three sisters salad. Could garnish with avocado, and then a little bit of sprinkle. I may use a mild Asiago. You could use a cotija cheese, the Mexican, kind of like a feta, the aged stuff. Anything like that. Monterey Jack if you want something mild, but I'm thinking just a sprinkle, and between the cheese and avocado kind of rounds things out. And this would be good as it is. Or we could add a protein, and again, shrimp would be a perfect match for it. Grilled shrimp or smoked shrimp, if you ever do any hot smoking, really nice. Or chicken, but if I was doing chicken, it would either be roast chicken. I would like something, roast off the skin on chicken breast or half a chicken and slice it up at, you know, room temperature or warm. Of course, that would be great for at home. Or even if you end up picking up a rotisserie chicken hot from the supermarket, which to me, I tell you, I love roast chicken. And as long as they're not, you know, you check them out, as long as they're not too salty. But one of the greatest convenience items out there is to be able to go to the store. You know, you're stuck for dinner, pick up a rotisserie chicken and serve it on a salad. I know I got my sister and my mother into that because... you know, if you like light meat, it's there. If you like the dark meat, it's there. You get a little bit of juices and bones to make some broth if you like. You get a lot out of it. It seems to, you know, a high price to pay for somebody to cook your chicken. But when you think of the time and then the cleanup afterwards, and as long as you don't need a lot of nice fat in the pan for a gravy, I'd say, you know, again, one of the great convenience items there. And sometimes the stores have... salad mixes. Now, the iceberg and romaine and those kind of mixes are a little tough. But the organic, usually I like a mesclun or a spring mix. And they're usually, they actually hold up very well. They're in a plastic tub usually, not in a bag. And I know these washed greens are not supposed to have anything added to them, but still sometimes from being in the plastic bag, sometimes they just have an odd aroma to them, but the nice, you know, baby arugula, baby spinach, the ones in the tubs, it seems expensive for a pound, but when you think they're nice and fluffy, and the volume is there, and, you know, you're not going to eat a pound of it, you know, you just, it's a lot of flavor for not much weight. So I'm thinking, yes, three sisters salad, that'll be the theme, and then, could be, you know, again, a great lunch, or maybe we'll swing it into dinner time. Now, we have some classics on the menu. We have, of course, the Cobb salad, and we do variations of that, which I'll explain to you. Crab Louie. Everything is kind of laid out. It's not, and you think of some of these bowls nowadays, that's really, are you mixing it all together, or are you arranging it and having some kind of dressing or sauce to tie everything together? That's the decision you have to make. If you're having your group of people has varied tastes, sometimes you're better off keeping everything separate, or maybe dressing just the greens and then laying out the ingredients on top. But we'll figure that out. But again, when I see popular items, we'll run through the list of them just to remind you. Sometimes don't ignore the obvious. Sometimes simple is good. Doesn't have to be a cliche. You can always put your own spin on it. We'll be back at the table after the news break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are two different stories about what went down when the former Veterans Affairs Secretary left office last week. Dr. David Shulkin says he was fired by the Trump administration. However, a spokeswoman for the White House, Mercedes Schlapp, says he was given the option to resign, and that's what he did.
General Kelly offered him the opportunity to resign. At this point, the president said it was time to move on in terms of Veterans Affairs. He thanked Secretary Shulkin for his service.
Schlapp was speaking this morning on Fox and Friends, but Shulkin told CNN's State of the Union on Sunday,
I would not resign because I'm committed to making sure this job was seen through to the very end.
China retaliating now against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Beginning today, over 120 American products are facing new taxes when exported to China. This is USA Radio News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-761-1427. 800-761-1427. 800-761-1427. That's 800-761-1427.
The stars, pull one down for you.
All right, back at the table here. So, basic Cobb salad, if you're not familiar with it, forget the restaurant in California. Was it the Brown Derby? Anyway, some places that may serve this, it could be, you've got things out there now. There's Cobb salad, you got chef salad, you got chopped salad, and you can see where these lines kind of cross. So if you think of the old chef salad, had the julienne turkey and ham. Actually, the classic would probably have pickled tongue, some hard-boiled egg, a little tomato, some olives, maybe another vegetable on there, maybe julienne beets or something like that. But and it would all be served with probably, you know, a vinaigrette would be the best way. But then it became this thing with, you know, Russian dressing or French, the orange, that old orange French dressing, or, of course, blue cheese. Everybody likes, especially at our restaurant, Gorgonzola dressing that we make. It's, I don't know, people, I think, drink it, go through a lot of it. Anyway, so you've got a chef salad. It's kind of a nice lunch item. So the Cobb salad has similar ingredients, but they're chopped. And you can either mix this together and serve it as a mixed salad, or it could be presented separately, the ingredients, and kind of let the guests mix their own or not eat things separately. So instead of, you know, you've got chicken instead of the turkey, you've got bacon, crumbled, nice, fresh-cooked bacon, diced tomatoes. We always have avocado on there. You've got some crumbled gorgonzola. And we use chopped romaine. Again, a little bit less watery than iceberg. You could use iceberg if you like, but the romaine is good. So we have this, and people, of course, can get their choice of dressing. Some guests do ask for it mixed up where everything's blended together, but we do have a chopped salad that's not even similar to a Cobb, but same idea. Chopped ingredients, but we do a more Mediterranean style with olives and cucumbers, peppers, little feta cheese in there. We use a champagne or white wine vinaigrette in there, something a little bit less acidic. But it's kind of like, you know, the ingredients of a Greek salad chopped together. You see other versions with the kind of like what I was talking about before, the three sisters. People use maybe beans and corn and other ingredients in there. I've seen them where they take, it reminds you of the antipasto. You have your salami and provolone and olives, roasted peppers, things like that mixed in. But the cob, we do a variation of that. We do a lobster cob, which is very nice, with a half a chilled Maine lobster. And instead of the gorgonzola, we'll use an Asiago. You could still have the bacon on there, the avocado and the tomatoes. It all works together. And then that dressing, again, with lobster, you may want a Louis style. We do a crab Louis salad also, the kind of that pink mayonnaise, that mayonnaise and chili sauce type dressing. I would not use the gorgonzola. That could still go with that, with a nice vinaigrette, tie everything together. The crab Louis, we use the super the jumbo lump crab meat, and that we do on a base of chopped iceberg, but we use baby icebergs. We don't get the big heads. We buy I think one of the trade names could be called garden hearts or iceberg babies, about the size of a softball, and a lot less water, more flavor. If you can imagine iceberg lettuce having flavor, but this stuff actually does. If you're doing a wedge salad, you simply, if we're a main course, we take the core out of the lettuce and simply cut it into four pieces, and you've got the nice base for your steakhouse wedge salad. If you want it as, say, a first course or a side dish, of course, people ask for it split, or they can get a half order. But the cob chef / any variation of that, we've done with some grilled vegetables, call it maybe a southwestern cob. Could use barbecued chicken on there. Some people, instead of the chopped grilled chicken that we do, which is served chilled, they say, oh, I want some fried chicken on there, or some chicken tenders, or I'd like shrimp, or I'd like steak. It really, they like the base and the accompaniments that go with it, and you can vary it any way you want. As I say, we lay the ingredients separately, let the guest mix his or her own, but occasionally people do want it tossed together. I think the way it's originally served, it was all brought to the table, presented, and then mixed together and served.
I hear those ancient lullabies, and as I watch the sea.
Now, wilting salads, familiar probably with wilted spinach salads, are always served with a hot dressing. Raw spinach is a little tough to digest, even though it's very tasty, so usually getting it at least partly cooked is kind of makes sense. And that was always, you made the bacon vinaigrette warm and drizzled over the spinach, and just mix it up a little bit so it wilts. Frisée is another good lettuce for a warm dressing, the white curly endive, because it does hold up well. That was your classic, but the poached egg, and you could have roast chicken on that, or roasted quail, if you like quail, any kind of poultry, bacon lardons, and what you have is your nice vinaigrette, but the egg, poached egg going on top, when you break the yolk, of course, makes the dressing creamy. So you're kind of taking a deconstructed mayonnaise, right? Instead of the egg yolk emulsifying the dressing, you've got it separate, but very good, very nice salad. That's a good one for lunch or a light supper. They say any of these, even our plain, our regular Caesar salad, is the base for protein. I mean, the classic, you see it everywhere now, grilled chicken Caesar. And I guess, people try to put little spins on it. Again, for me, grilled chicken is fine, but I would prefer roast chicken sliced, because I like that. I like a little bit of skin on there, too. But the roast chicken on a salad, to me, is better. And if I figure out how to maintain that. I know when we had Chatfields, we used to grill the skin on breasts. And they took a while. They weren't flattened out, so they were boneless but not flattened. We've got the airline breasts. And we would just grill a couple at a time, and they would sit off to the side warm. You're not letting them sit out all day, mind you, but, you know, every 20 minutes or so. It was a popular item, and slicing that grilled or roasted chicken on the salad, it was 1990, so that was when things were first coming out like that. First available menus would be, you know, it's not an embarrassment or thinking, oh, it's a cheap dinner. No, it's a very good dinner, having protein on a salad. But we do with the romaine, and for Caesar's, twist on it, of course, grilling the romaine, you get the romaine hearts. We like the gem romaine, just like we buy the small iceberg. These are whole heads of romaine, but they're small. I mean, one head is enough for a main course for somebody. We cut them in half, of course, cut the core end off, but they're really, you've got some of the nice green. It's the romaine hearts are kind of pale. All the outside green leaves have been pulled away. We used to save those and julienne them up for soup, or actually pureed it. Helps as the base for a nice green rice if you have those outside leaves. A little tough in a Caesar, but, you know, I like a little of that color in there. But anyway, the gem romaine, if you can find them, very good for a grilled salad to warm up. It holds up well in the grill or even in a skillet if you wanted to do it that way. Just to changes that texture of the lettuce and gives it that little bit of different flavor. Of course, the open grill, you get that little bit of char effect there, but certainly in a skillet, what we do is we baste it with a vinaigrette first and put it on the grill so you've got the oil kind of protects it. And instead of just the Caesar dressing and the classic, we make a quick marinated tomato salad. So it's the grape tomatoes cut in half, or, you know, the small yellow tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, and some diced red onion and our herb vinaigrette. And we keep that mixture marinated. We also keep marinated onions. If you want to take the punch out of your sliced onions, just put them in your favorite vinaigrette and keep them in the refrigerator and use those as an ingredient in your salad. You always have them on hand. Kind of preserves them, especially, you know, you don't want half an onion hanging around. Slice it up thinly, put it in dressing, and you're kind of making your own pickled onion. But this onion-tomato mixture goes on the grilled lettuce, and then we do put, again, the sharp Asiago is good. So that's kind of the tie-in with the Caesar, but that's as close as it gets. It's a whole different thing. I suppose sometimes a guest will say, oh, I want grilled, and drizzle the Caesar dressing on top, which is fine. I'm sure it tastes fine. It's just we try to do a little bit more with it. So an example, one that I saw, let's say you're cooking Italian sausage for dinner, either hot or sweet, or even a pork ribeye or pork chop, maybe with a little fennel on it, anything that's that kind of flavor. So you've got your main protein. What am I going to serve with it? You know, do you do potatoes and pasta or the potatoes and peppers, something? Turning this into a salad, that nice a mixture of arugula and frisée and maybe the radicchio. Or you could use your Belgian endive in there, that classic tricolor mix. But this way you've got, you know, arugula for the spiciness. You've got frisée for the heartiness, the endive for crunch. So you've got those three greens. You have your sausage either grilled or roasted. Let it rest because you're going to slice this. And simply, again, some red onion, roasted peppers. This is one you can almost pull off the shelf. You get nice jarred roasted peppers are always good. Some cannellini beans. Those are nice, a little softer than some of the other canned beans. The cannellinis are great in either hot or cold. Or if you have some cooked yourself, all the better. Capers. are good in this for that little bit of sharpness. And, of course, the cheese component, you're going to have some shaved Parmesan. Or you could even use Romano if you like that little stronger cheese. But you've got your greens, your vegetables, a balsamic vinaigrette, and you serve those with your sausage sliced with it, the warm sausage. Lettuce is not going to wilt that much. And, of course, you want nice crusty bread on the side. You want to make some garlic bread. Have at it. Obviously, some potatoes would complement this. If you wanted to do it, which is probably going to be another show later, that's going to be the new carb this year that people like. Gluten-free, obviously, and lots to do with it. We'll be doing that in an upcoming show. But anyway, taking Italian sausage and peppers, turning it into a warm salad. Simple as that. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll look at a couple of other ideas at the Chef Bill's table.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here at Chef Bill's Table, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So another one, a favorite that could be easily turned into main course. I call it Asian salad for lack of a better word. It's one that my family, I make it for most occasions because A, it tastes good, but B, it's something, I mean, everybody, there's no veto vote in there. There's no I mean, some people, you know, with they don't want mayonnaise, or they don't want egg, or they don't want raw onion or strong onion. Garlic could be ingredients that are in some salads that maybe, you know, you got enough for, you got five people, but the sixth person, oh, I can't have this, I can't have that. You know, allergies thing. I shouldn't say allergies, because usually it's just it's preferences. Allergies are one thing, you know. If you know your crowd has got allergies, of course, you should try to defer to that. You know, not maybe make everything, but I have things that that person would be allowed to eat. You don't want to make somebody feel left out. And this seems to be one of these, you know, just use a sesame ginger dressing, an emulsified one. Use a little tahini in there to make it thick. And it's got a couple of different ideas. So I use noodles as a base. And they could be, I've used plain, you know, egg linguine if you want, but you could use other kinds of pasta if somebody, you know, again, with the, if it's wheat, of course, then you have to watch your soy sauce. But anyway, some, you know, different cooked noodles. And sesame noodles or peanut noodles, oftentimes when you get the takeout, very thick, rich dressing. I like the flavor of sesame, but also I don't want anything too heavy. So what I'll do when I cook my pasta or my noodles, I cool them down under the running water and drain them. Now, normally we toss our cooked pasta with oil. I'll then toss it with sesame oil instead of canola or vegetable oil. Gives it a lot of flavor. It helps keep them from sticking together. Now, I will put some scallion greens in there. Again, nothing strong. You don't have a strong onion, just a little bit of scallion greens and a little bit of soy sauce to flavor, and chipotle Tabasco. And that's one of my, I don't know, just love it as an ingredient. I mean, it's almost good as a sauce. Anyway, it's not, I know it's chipotle, but it's a little thicker. Thicker than the regular Tabasco, so it kind of clings. It's got that smoky flavor to it. And you don't need much. I'm not trying to heat them up that much. I just want that more the smoke flavor and a little bit of spice. It's pasta. It's going to be like potatoes. It can take a lot of seasoning. So you've got salt from the soy. You've got a little bit of heat and smoke from the chipotle Tabasco. Sesame oil, very, very flavorful. So those are the noodles. They're set aside. Now I do shredded vegetables, with which a Napa cabbage would go in there, and I would shred some either iceberg or romaine. So I've got a couple of greens there. Red cabbage, you could, not necessarily, you don't have to, but if you have some, or some radicchio, that would work well in there. So that's my lettuce base, and then I do is julienne vegetables. Or shredded. One of my favorite implements still is the box grater, the four-sided or three-sided. So shredded carrots would definitely go in there. If you put broccoli in there, if you like raw broccoli, fine. I usually would put blanched broccoli in there. I put asparagus, green beans. Those I would blanch. If I was using snow peas or snap peas, the snap peas could go in whole. The snow peas, if you want to julienne them, cut them in half lengthwise, a little bit easier to eat. Definitely some peppers, any color that you like, but julienne, very thin. The thing is, there's no mayonnaise in this. There's no tomatoes in it either. You've got, radishes, anything crunchy like that. It's a very good crunchy salad. Contrasts with the noodles and all tied together with this sesame ginger dressing. You can also have some fried noodles to garnish on top. But this salad, again, you can vary the vegetables a little bit, but you have a noodle base and your shredded greens, and then basically either blanched or raw vegetables going with it. And a nice mixture, holds up well, great in the summer. There's nothing in there that can really be adversely affected by the heat. And the fact that you don't need tomatoes in there, if your tomatoes aren't ripe yet, this is a good one to go with. But you can make this wintertime or summertime, because the vegetables, again, you can vary what you put in there. Now, this makes a good base for proteins. It's nice as a side dish as is, but this is one that you have your noodles. When I present it, the noodles are on the bottom, tossed with the sesame oil. Then I'll toss the greens and put those on top of the noodles, serve them with tongs so guests can reach in the bottom, grab some noodles, grab salad, or grab one or the other. It's nice to have one bowl with all the choices there. So, main course salads, other examples I know at the restaurant. Buffalo chicken, classic. Goes all, if you like wings, of course, putting wings on a salad is a little bit difficult. We use our tenders, which are easier to eat. And for that, we'll use romaine and arugula. Arugula for that little bit of spiciness in there. And of course, the diced tomato and red onion. We toss that salad with the vinaigrette. The tenders go on top, of course, dripping with hot sauce, so that kind of mixes in there. And then we will serve the celery and blue cheese kind of on the side. So the blue cheese, gorgonzola dressing. Some guests don't want the vinaigrette, they just want the gorgonzola, some. You always want that dip there. Now, you could arrange this at home, too. Instead of celery sticks, you could dice up or julienne celery or cross cuts, whatever you like. But some celery and carrots could actually go in that salad. You could mix that up with be a nice crunchy salad. Have your buffalo chicken on top or barbecue. But this one works with buffalo, with the arugula in there. Because it keeps up with that heat from the sauce. And we've got, of course, the classic, the porterhouse tip salad. You could do this with sliced steak or tips. Our marinade is simply 3 parts orange juice to 1 part soy sauce, a little bit of garlic in there. And this marinade it's not a strong acid in there, so the meat doesn't really turn gray. If you have to marinate it overnight or longer than that, it's fine. We've done sliced steaks, sirloin steaks that are marinated and then grilled and sliced. Salad is simple, spring mix, herb vinaigrette, diced onion, and tomato, but we have that sprinkle of gorgonzola on top. It's one of our simplest dishes, but also one of our most popular. Good steak salad. We've got a scoot. The hour is over. We'll be back next week, hopefully with a couple of guests, and talk to you then. Chef Bill signing off.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the First Lady preside at a day after Easter White House tradition.
It was supposed to be very rainy and nasty and cold and windy, and look what we have.
Forecast rain holding off for the annual White House Easter egg roll on the South Lawn. President Trump speaks from the Truman balcony at the White House, especially thanking military families who attended the event, while he also touted the recently signed funding bill for the government.
Funding of our military was so important. Just think of $700 billion, because that's all going into our military this year.
The former wife of South Africa's Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, has died at 81.